you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, it's free. Also, you can stream the show at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Please patronize the advertiser here on the radio stations or the stream. You know, keeps the show going in these tough times. Want to thank Patriarch Distillers. They're in La Vista. That's in Nebraska here outside of Omaha. They're making hand sanitizer now at their distillery, and they're donating that to hospitals and a lot of places like that. But if you want to donate to them money or raw materials, sugar, corn, and containers, you can help them out. Patriarch Distillers, they make this Soldier Valley vodka, which we really love. We might even get into that later on this week on the show. Maybe leave a bottle here. Put it in the Mad Men cart.
But I think we have some vodka left in there.
Okay. Yeah. Patriarch Distillers in La Vista.
I just want to make sure not mix up the vodka bottles and the hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
bottles.
Craig opened, Todd opened his hand sanitizer here, and that's basically rubbing alcohol. It smelled like the whole room just went to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the air in there probably needs to be sanitized every now and again. So
I got to not mix my hand sanitizer in my dirty martinis, right?
You don't want to stick with the vodka,
yeah, right?
Yeah. Don't do that.
Dr. Mina will probably tell me that.
Isopropyl alcohol, and you don't want to drink.
No, you don't.
Isopropyl alcohol.
No, you're right. We do draw the line there.
But you do want to clean your hands with it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll work for that.
That's right. Can you pour, if you're out of anything, and you don't want to, of course you want to waste it, but if you pour whiskey, vodka on your hands, does that kill germs?
Well, it's got to be above
a certain high enough percentage of alcohol has
got
to be over 60%.
How about Everclear on your hands?
That might work.
Okay. Yeah. Moonshine your hands.
If it's high enough, make sure
there's no cracks, because hand sanitizer burns. Then can you imagine moonshine on a cracked hand?
Everclear, if I recall, is 190 proof. 95% alcohol.
Jesus.
You can run a vehicle off of Everclear.
Or put it in Jello shots.
Mr. Skin later on this morning.
Or punch.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember, like I say, there was one memory from college of that in watermelon Jello shots.
Oh, yeah.
And then the memory stopped.
Put you down. Monday, April 13th, a live show, 2020, the worst year ever.
So far.
So far.
It's got 8 months to get worse.
Thank you. Well, it's the worst year of the new century, probably. Oh, no, 2001 was 9/11, but, you know, that was also less people died then.
See, I think the key from here on out is to lower your expectations.
That's the way I'm living. That is the way I'm living.
There is no weird.
It's the new normal.
Everything is possible.
Oh, you're right.
Don't be surprised when anything happens.
Right.
Don't expect anything to happen.
Right, right.
Lower your expectations and just, what's going to happen today?
And don't demand a date when this is all going to be over, because, again, nobody knows. If you talk to somebody who claims to know,
the orange guy does talking
out of their ass.
The orange guy does. Most dangerous guy in the world knows.
So just do the right thing and err on the side of caution.
Please.
And then we'll get through this.
We have a death to report. It is Timothy Brown.
Timmy. Who's he?
Not Tim Brown.
Timmy.
You remember from the Raiders.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Notre Dame.
Right. Timothy Brown, former running back and MASH actor.
Oh, he played Spear Chucker, huh?
He played Captain Oliver Harmon Jones.
Spear Chucker.
In the movie or the TV show?
In the TV show.
But he was only a character like that first season.
Season one.
Yeah.
Now, he was also in the movie, but not as that character.
He wasn't Spear Chucker in the movie. Okay.
No.
Which is an amazing name for a guy. I realize the movie took place during the Korean War, but Spear Chucker is racist.
It is.
But he was called Spear Chucker in the movie,
Was he called that in the TV series?
Yes.
Oh, he was?
Yes. He was only there one season. He wasn't a regular character.
Okay.
In the movie, he's a big character, but in the series, he was one season, right? Now, he played it. So he was in the movie, too, but he didn't play the character. He played, okay, got it.
Yeah, he played somebody else.
Oh, we'll see, man.
82. He played in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Baltimore Colts. He was an NFL champion and Eagles Hall of Famer.
No, I didn't know any of that.
After retiring from football, he went on to be an actor, appearing in more than 20 movies and shows in his acting career.
Did he have
an all-time great Eagle?
The virus?
No.
Okay.
Well, no word on that specifically. He had dementia.
Because I ran into that crap that Todd was saying over the weekend, last week.
Oh,
about idiots that think people are dying and just saying, well, people are dying for other reasons, but just giving them that and putting them in. No, shut up.
No.
No, doctors know what the cause of death is.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And you can be sick.
Doctors,
you can
schmoctors.
Have. Yeah. Like if I got the virus and died, they'd say, no, he died of a tibial plateau fracture.
Right. Oh, yeah. The idiots would say that.
No,
right.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And they're out there. Too many of them.
In 1966, Timothy Brown became the first player to return two kickoffs for touchdowns in the same game.
For the Packers?
No.
Colts?
Eagles.
Probably the Eagles.
Eagles, yeah, okay.
Later in his career, he had 9 teeth knocked out and suffered a concussion.
That's football. Anybody have a...
When he took a hit to the face by Leroy Jordan of the Cowboys.
I remember Jordan. My dad told me about Jordan. anybody have him in the dead?
No.
Okay.
He did not. There were 4 actors that appeared in the movie version of MASH and the TV version of MASH, and only one of them we're familiar with.
Radar.
Yeah.
Gary Berghoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. A general and a captain in there as well.
But they weren't big characters.
Right. Tyler.
Yes.
Apparently it's a big deal, and you may have to deal with this.
Oh, no.
There might be a One Direction reunion.
I heard it yesterday. Believe me, I got the information before you did. See, my daughter's,
well, before I told
my daughter's
you,
actually
least.
Hanging out with me now. So, and she doesn't like it.
she's against it?
No, she's actually, she likes the reunion. She's happy about that.
Oh, okay.
But I kept having this, everybody's just pissy, because we're all everybody's just pissy because of what's happening. So I go, here's yesterday. I go, so is it a reunion? And I said, they doing an album and a tour? And then both my wife and daughter couldn't understand what I was trying to say. They go, no, they're getting just a reunion. I said, well, no. Is it an album and a tour? Well, no, just a reunion. It's a reunion. I said, oh, no. Jesus. I said, I'm talking to two. I mean, it drove me crazy because you guys know what I mean when I hear that.
Yes.
Reunion means, okay, is it an album and a tour, or just an album, or just a tour, or what? And they couldn't process it. And two women, guys, we all know this, that think they're right. You are done. So I just ended the conversation. I said, they're not really understanding what I'm trying to say.
You're just asking a question.
I know, but it didn't process with either of them.
Right. Are they making an album? Are they going to go do concerts?
And are they going to do both?
Going to do both.
Yeah.
And then my daughter goes, they're just having a reunion. My wife said, we're having a reunion. I said, well, yeah, but they're not just going to get together and have beers at somebody's house. They would announce that. That's a reunion. That is a reunion.
It is, in fact,
reunion. A reunion. If they're announcing a reunion through something, they're getting together and doing something for the fans. They're not getting together and bringing potato salad.
Well, once again,
this argument revolves around everybody looking at each other for 3 days. So I understand it. I'm trying to back off when little pissy arguments happen around the house. I think we all are.
And you can't really plan a tour right now.
No, you can't. But unless it's a year from now.
Sure.
You're right.
I was on the phone. Who is this?
Yeah. What?
One Direction.
Oh.
They're getting back together.
Oh, I did read that.
Yeah.
I'm on the fan. I get the newsletter.
Harry Styles was a Jeopardy answer the other day,
he's
too.
He's the man.
I have a bit of respect for him.
Yeah, he's pretty talented.
I've seen him do some good stuff.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on SNL? Didn't he kind of rock?
He was, yeah.
If I recall.
It's pop rock, but it's rock. But I'll tell you what, watch him play guitar and sing Stop Dragging My Heart Around with Stevie Nicks.
Oh, that was the... Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
you still haven't watched that yet.
I haven't.
You would dig it, man. It's pretty good.
I'm sure it's on the YouTube somewhere.
Yeah. But once again, they were doing a cool song. just like Chris Martin rocked Shelter from the Storm acoustically from Bob Dylan on the SNL special.
I heard
And
part
I tweeted that.
That
out. I said, man, I like Chris Martin when he's doing Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Do anything but Coldplay and I'm in.
You're right.
I wonder where that SNL was new this weekend.
Well, I read 2 days before that they were putting together this viral thing. And I tweeted something about it, and then I watched it. I liked it. Pushed down.
I thought it was good.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's tough because they wrote that stuff in their own little apartments and or houses and put it together.
Right, shot it on iPhones or whatever.
Yeah, there were some dogs. There was some funny stuff like a regular SNL.
Yeah,
yeah. The
weekend update was really good.
I haven't seen the update yet, but the last sketch I saw was Kate McKinnon as Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's like you only watched like the beginning of that show.
Yeah,
was like the first skit.
I did notice with an hour and a half, and they went through a lot more sketches than they normally did.
Yeah, they did. They did.
There was only one musical performance.
Right.
And then, you know, those sketches were a lot shorter.
Right. And obviously Tom Hanks just did the announcement in the beginning.
Just the one song?
Yeah, just one song.
Yeah,
they said you can't do any Coldplay. Because nobody wants to hear it.
I got this new song. No.
No.
We're trying to lift people's spirits, not bring them down.
Shelter from a Storm is a great, great song. And, you know, really appropriate. And with him singing it, I could understand it. They'd have brought in Dylan. Dylan, how would you have sounded?
Dylan has his... Dylan has
Even
his...
Even Dylan didn't want to hear Dylan sing that. Now, I mean, back in the day, it'd have been great.
Thing about Dylan is...
What?
We've all heard of Bob Dylan for, you know, as long as we've been alive.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Bob Dylan finally has a number one song.
Really? What is it?
The most recent one. The 17-minute track that he released like last week or the week before.
Man, was it 17 minutes?
Called Murder Most Foul.
That's longer than the Whipping Post.
It is.
I saw other musicians like on Twitter and stuff raving about it, but I still couldn't bring myself to go check it out.
17 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, we all got time.
But I got something better to do than that.
Yeah. I'm not in the car 17 minutes, but anymore. Maybe going home, I might be in the
car. I don't know if I reported last week or not, but Bill Withers did get the iTunes download death bump.
Did he really? Yeah.
And, like three of his songs were in the top 10.
Right.
Lovely Day. Ain't No Sunshine, and Use Me.
And Use Me, right.
Lean On Me didn't?
Oh, no, Lean On Me was in there, too. There's four.
Yeah, it's four right there.
Guessing that would have been the number one.
Yeah.
That dude, he quit everything in 1985. Just said, I'm done.
He didn't start till late, either.
He was 32 when he started, so he was about 46 when he quit. And he said, man, just
Well, he was
done.
Still doing the janitor thing when he had his first hit, whatever his first hit was.
Yeah. It was Ain't No Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And I love Lean On Me, but if I never see that Walmart commercial with all their American Idol rejects singing Lean On Me, I can completely do without that.
I don't even know if I've registered that, but I've been hearing that song, so that must be it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of Walmart employees singing and nah.
And we'll lean on food stamps. That's what they say.
Don't do that.
Yeah, we still work. We have to get food stamps. They don't pay us enough.
Is everybody still hanging out at the Walmart? I don't hang out, so I don't see where people are hanging
out. Hanging out at the Lowe's. It's across the street to kind of where I live. I don't go to Lowe's because I'm trying to shelter in place and be responsible. But, they're just hanging out because our idiot governor, whatever.
And
because
you're stocked up on Bolt already.
Well, I just don't want to go. I mean, I could go get stuff, but I'm not going to go get anything.
All he has to do, because they have done everything else, well, except for the golf courses, the shelter in place. Like the state parks, you can't camp there anymore. The visitor facilities, all of that. The restrooms, they're all shut down. You can go and hike and bike and fish in the state parks, but you can't camp. You can't visit any facilities. They've shut all of that down, and I think that's the same case in Kansas, too.
Yep, except the, No, you got to kiss Trump's ass. That's what Ricketts is doing. I heard somebody told me I'm going to Prickets, they're calling them. I saw that. somebody on Facebook called them Prickets, and I said to the lady, I said, hey, I want to use that Monday. Is that cool? She goes, oh, please. One of our listeners in Lincoln said she called them. I don't know if she invented it or not, but it's the first time I saw it was on her page. So I said, oh, Prickets is perfect.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret?
Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What else to do, Craig? Pick us up, make us feel good.
This won't do that.
All right.
Out of Davie, Florida.
Davie.
Officers claim that Police Chief Dale Engel suggested that a Broward Sheriff's Office deputy's death.
Oh, this won't do it. You're right.
From COVID-19 was somehow linked to his sexuality.
Great.
Officers and service aides who expressed worry about the virus were sent to a back parking lot. At this back lot, the police chief allegedly berated them and yelled about a backstory which proclaimed that the deputy contracted and died from the virus because he was a homosexual who attended homosexual sexual events.
Well, that's what homosexuals do.
Hey, Puss.
Not all the time.
I think I screwed up here.
You know,
talking to anybody?
Homosexuals can go somewhere without having sex.
Are we talking to anybody? I know we're talking to Z. Look at that.
Apparently the police chief has now been...
Nope.
What?
Nope, we're not.
Placed.
Now we are. All right.
Now we are?
We're back?
I'm all messed up over here. I apologize. We getting emails from T95 and The Blaze?
No, not yet.
All right. We're back live. You missed a good, pretty good break there. No, you didn't do anything. Z was listening to us, at least. But,
okay.
But we are, our home in Wichita and Lincoln, we're not listening right now. Well, they were. Now they're back.
All right. Welcome.
Yeah. We had to play the special song.
Yeah.
That brings us back.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says it will allow licensed gun dealers to sell anywhere on their property, including drive-up or takeaway windows and from tables on the premises. All the necessary paperwork and background check processing can also happen right there.
Shoot the virus.
So that's good.
That is good.
Yeah, well, yeah. You got to shoot the guy stealing your toilet paper.
Oh, that's right. Turlet.
They're coming after your toilet paper.
Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott.
I saw this.
What are they doing?
TMZ says that they were at Prescott's house in Texas Friday night with at least 30 people for a birthday party.
Wow, what idiots.
Texas is among 45 states with statewide stay-at-home orders. They've got restrictions in place, encouraging social distancing and prohibiting gatherings of 10 or more.
Why do people think it's fake? Especially young, healthy people that think that they're
immune.
Well,
there's so many people
are dying.
They don't think it applies to them.
Right, because they're studs.
But it does.
I mean, the Kansas governor won an appeal, and they ruled in her favor about stopping the Easter services yesterday.
Yeah.
One church, in Wichita, still went on saying they found a loophole. They actually did not find a loophole. They just did it illegally. But once again, it's not about you. It's about you going back out there. If you want to go to church, go to church and then stay there 14 days, all of you. You can do that.
Yeah, that's heaven.
That's what some places were doing. They went to church. I believe it was in Kentucky where the state police were then taking pictures of the
license plates.
Were going to get a hold of those people and tell them to stay where they were.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
they're going to say that if they leave, then they're going to tell them the kid at their houses, make them stay there 14 days.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the state that's already started slapping ankle bracelets on people
right.
who don't stay home.
Right.
You're literally under house arrest.
Right. CBS getting rid of Dan Fouts.
Yeah, what do you do? I always liked Dan Fouts.
Yeah.
He wasn't faltering. He wasn't 90. You know,
they decided not to renew his contract.
He'll be somewhere if he wants to keep working. I'm sure he's fine financially.
Maybe.
But if he wants to keep working, he'll be hired by somebody. He's good.
I think it's just a money thing. Some other ex-player who's younger and
cheaper. A lot cheaper. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, Puss. Yeah.
There's guys coming out of the NFL every day that want that gig.
Yeah. Dan Fouts might not be driving the needle either, you know. I mean, he's not shooting up. That's what I meant by that. I'm talking about the ratings needle.
He's tying off in the booth.
No, he would be driving the needle then.
Do you think many color analysts really move the needle?
I don't think so.
Aside from Romo,
I think they enhance
Aikman,
it.
Chris Collinsworth.
Well, I don't know about moving the needle. They enhance the game, so technically they probably do move the needle a little bit because you'll stick. You'll think they're really good at what they do. Yeah, and they get paid the way they do because they've obviously proven they can do the job really well.
But even Collinsworth, you see over the weekend, they said, you know, that Drew Brees story.
Yeah.
They said that's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah.
Drew Brees is going to NBC when he's done, probably to replace Collinsworth.
I don't know how anybody's better than Collinsworth. I mean, Romo's really good, obviously, but for research purposes, knowing what's going on in the game, nobody's better than Collinsworth, I don't think.
But I think as far as being entertaining, Romo's better than all of them.
Well, I think I'll give Romo. I think Romo's great.
His on-air presence.
I'm totally with you on that. I just mean that Collinsworth will have a job anywhere he wants if he wants to keep working.
Sure.
For me, it makes absolutely no difference.
I watch the Steeler game.
Who's in the booth?
I watch the Steeler game. I'm with you on that. The NFL, the games drive the ratings, but they pay these guys good money, so has something to do with it.
Yeah, most people watch.
But you're right,
the game.
Though. I'm with you. It's a game.
Yeah, you're watching the teams.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch my team.
Right.
They wouldn't be tossing Romo $18 million a year if it didn't make
I'm tossing
some sort
Romo
of
last night.
Fouts does radio, too. Westwood One.
Fouts does, okay.
What if he works with our buddy Kevin Coogan?
No, if Coogan works with somebody else.
I think he usually works with Warner on those Sunday night games.
NFL. In college, he works with a former Penn State guy.
Matt Millen,
right.
Yeah.
Is that when he does Big Ten Network?
Yeah, they're together. Yeah,
but his radio is Westwood One, is it not?
When he does the NFL.
Sunday night games on Westwood One. Yeah, I think it's him and Kurt Warner.
A Belfast pub, or a pub in Belfast,
potato,
has been delivering freshly poured pints of Guinness to customers.
Yeah.
Using a state-of-the-art van with a portable tap system, the service was created to help cater to those missing the distinctive taste, according to them, the Hatfield House, the distinctive taste of a perfectly poured pint of Guinness.
Yeah, I think a lot of those, because a lot of people aren't getting beer to go. They're getting cocktails to go.
Yeah.
And some of those taps, you know, the kegs are going back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not pouring beer fast enough.
Well, and Guinness on tap is different thing.
Well, you got it. Yeah.
I mean, you can get it in the cans with a little nitro thing, but it's still not the same. No.
Customers call up the Hatfield House. They place their orders the day before delivery. You can't just call them up and say, come on over, and nor can you just see them in the street and stop on by.
Now, that's kind of stupid because the fact is you want a Guinness when you want a Guinness. I think I want a Guinness 24 hours from now.
Yeah, well, you got
to
Well,
many people realize that they're going to want
to. Yeah, that's a good point. Now it is Ireland.
You got to make plans.
Yeah.
They're drinking a Guinness every day, so just keep them coming.
Right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
So they got a keg in the van, and they just pull up to your house?
Probably like one of those taps outside the truck like you see it.
Yeah. Contact-free service with drinks poured on location into plastic glasses by bar staff wearing latex gloves. They said the service areas in the mobile units are sanitized after every use for your safety. They say that, folks, as with all our deliveries, this is a contact-free service. Do not approach us on the street.
Yeah, people are getting creative now because they have to. And you want your Guinness.
Did they quarantine all those dumb cowboys?
Not yet.
All right. Jeez.
I think they need to be in about a 9-month quarantine.
Yeah, cowboy fan. That's just stupid. I wasn't a cowboy fan. It was actual cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
Cowboy
players. Zeke and Dak.
Jesus. Wow. And Dak wants a big payday, doesn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.